Well, good morning, everyone. Hey, it's good to see you all here today in the house of the Lord in Lancaster on this pretty Sabbath in July. Hey, you know what? This whole year's passing by fast, isn't it? Way too fast. That's exactly right. And, you know, our lives are passing by with those days. And so the Bible says that the Lord might apply our hearts unto wisdom, teach us to number our days. Mm-hmm. We're moving on toward the second coming of Christ. Amen. And how we await that glorious event and look forward to it happening. We all need to be encouraged today. The Lord is good. And He's coming soon. Amen. We want to be ready for that glorious Amen. Day. Recently, with my early morning devotional time on the radio there in Woodbury, I kind of started a new series. We've done a number of different things over the years, but I thought that we would just kind of concentrate on the words of Jesus, those words written in red. Not that they're necessarily more important than all the other verses in the Bible, but they are special, aren't they? I remember some few years ago at a camp meeting, many of you will remember Fred Calkins. You know, he just retired and moved away, I think back to Michigan maybe, where he was from. But anyway, I remember back a number of camp meetings ago when he still had a young daughter. And she was in the ABC there on campus at camp meeting, looking at going through the Bible section, you know, I guess looking for a new Bible. And he came up to her, you know, and was commenting on the fact that Bibles that have the verses written in red doesn't mean that those verses obscure the rest of the verses in Scripture, you know. We believe in every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21. So anyway, I bring that up because today I want to look with you at some words in red, a statement that Jesus made. And He made it in reference to this very service that we are conducting here today. It's something that we read each time we conduct a communion service, found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. This is in reference to the wine, the grape juice. 1 Corinthians 11:25, "This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." You know, on a Sabbath like this, when we observe the Lord's Supper, we hardly need to say anything else but that. What Jesus commented on this service through the pen of the great apostle Paul, "This do," or "do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So let's just take a little bit of a look at what Jesus is saying there. He said, "Do this." Kind of a command, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But not in a negative sort of way, but in a positive way. What a privilege it is to continually reflect upon the cross of Calvary. And know, like Job said, "I know my Redeemer lives." And so Jesus said, "Do this. Do this. Don't run away from it. Don't hide from it. Do it. In remembrance of me." But there is a serious side to this statement of Jesus, because there in the upper room that Thursday night, when Peter kind of balked at Jesus washing his feet, Jesus said, "Unless I do this, you can have no part with me." So it's important for us to observe this service when we can. And and to follow our Lord's example in every part of it. So this is the way, one of the ways that we express faith in Jesus. How are we saved? By grace through faith. And so as we observe this service, we are having faith in Jesus, that he was the true Son of God, and that his death on the cross was sufficient for our salvation, for the forgiveness of our sins, and the hope of eternal life. And so he says, do this in remembrance of me. And what a privilege it is to carry out this particular Christian ordinance that Jesus established as he abolished the old Passover service nailed to the cross. He said, do this as often as you drink it or eat the bread. So we're encouraged to do this many times. And of course, we know that as Seventh-day Adventists, we choose to do it quarterly just to keep it special so that it doesn't become routine and lose some of its meaning to us. But he says, as often as you do this, don't do it less and less. Do it more and more in memory of him. And so he says, do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You know, we know that our God knows everything, does he not? We say he is omniscient. He knows everything. And as it says in Isaiah, he knows the end from the beginning. And takes care of his plans and his will for our lives and our world. But, you know, as he looked over this world's history, knowing that Adam and Eve would sin and the plan of salvation formed before eternity would come into effect, he obviously knew the toll that sin would take upon our bodies and upon our minds. And so he said, remember. First of all, about the Sabbath, didn't he? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Don't forget who it was that made this world. And that we didn't evolve from primordial slug or whatever, slum. We came from the hand of a great creator. And so remember the Sabbath day. And now Jesus says, remember him as Redeemer. I know my Redeemer lives, said Job. And Paul said, I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. So today we want to remember Calvary. And, something that was emphasized by our elder in Smithfield this morning, the pain and agony that must have come to God the Father as he watched his son perish on the cross, you know. And yet he was willing to let that sacrifice go forward. And we think about all of the agony that Jesus went through physically and mentally and as he made the sacrifice. But we get to remember those things today. The love, as David expressed in his prayer earlier today, the love that it indicates, the love that it demonstrates to us. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And what a privilege today to remember our Savior, who is also our Creator, as he stretched forth his hands on the cross and gave his life for us. We get to remember him today, and the fact that he's our high priest in heaven. He's our advocate. And don't you love the words there in Hebrews 7:25? He ever liveth to make intercession for you and me. Praise God. So let's be blessed in a special way by this service today, and all participate in it readily and freely, thanking the Lord for this wonderful gift of salvation by grace through faith. So let's separate now for our ordinance of humility. Let's begin by humbling our hearts before the Lord and before one another. Amen.